Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. Well, I'm always honored to have this gentleman on because he gives you the straight story. Brilliant, brilliant sports executive. He has also got the great book out called Gridiron Genius and his podcast, The GM Shuffle. You got to check it out. It's one of the best podcasts available to us. And he's on a campaign right now that we would like to help him with. Ladies and gentlemen, the incomparable Mike Lombardi. Hi, Michael.
Good morning, Angelo. Good morning, everyone. Hope all is well there.
Well, we're at the Tasty Cake Factory today, so it's real good here, Mike. You should smell it.
I can only imagine.
Mike, God bless you. I want to get behind you. You are putting the heat on every single day on Twitter because now 14 days have passed since the Tyreek Hill story and no action by anybody. Tell us why this is an important thing for us all to get behind and put some pressure to something to get done on Tyreek Hill.
Well, I mean, you know, Angelo, what drives me crazy is, look, I live through the, you know, when the tux, when the, not the tuck, when the ball, Deflategate came out, that day when that story broke, I called my wife and said, what are they talking about? Like, I have no idea. What is this about? Like, that was, and everybody in our building, everybody in the Patriot building looked at each other and like, what are they talking about? No one had any, and then that campaign was unbelievable. I mean, that campaign, you thought Tom Brady went in and stole everything. He took, you know, it was unbelievable. Here's the greatest player of all time, the classiest human being in the NFL, one of the ambassadors forever for the game, and we did this to him. And then Tyreek Hill has a tape, which we've all heard the tape.
Yep.
We've also know that he entered the NFL, and I think a little bit of this is he walks into the NFL having committed some of the worst things that happened to cause Oklahoma State to throw him off the team, University of Akron to not allow him into their school, and then he went to West Alabama. Now, look, I'm for everybody getting a second chance. I'm not saying that. I'm not for attacking women. I'm not for that. I'm not for hitting a child either. And so when he does this, and then the league just thinks 14 days later, it's going to go away. Like, at some point, somebody's got to stand up and say, what's the deal? And the Chiefs just get away with it. It's like John Dorsey has built a career on being able to take guys without great character, and has the media hasn't really gotten to it. And eventually it's going to catch up to you.
All right, hold on. That's fine. You want to name John Dorsey. He deserves a lot of blame. Don't leave Andy Reid out of this, Mike. Andy Reid has final say on bringing all these people into his program. I'm talking Frank Clark. He has the audacity last week, Mike, when he's doing the Frank Clark thing after the Tyreek Hill stuff comes out, and he says, I'm not talking about Tyreek today. This is Frank's day. And Frank's got his own problems with domestic abuse. This is a joke that they've allowed this to go on. Those are three now. Don't forget Kareem Hunt. That's on Andy's record, too. When is somebody going to do something about this?
I don't know. You know, one thing I've learned from the great Bill Walsh, you are who you want to be.
Yep.
That's the NFL. If you want to have a team of fat guys, you'll draft fat guys. If you want a team of skinny guys, you'll draft skinny guys. You are who you want to be. And this is who the Chiefs really want to be. They feel like the only chance they have to adjust the margins and to figure out how to win is by taking guys that have these issues. Look, Frank Clark was a very good player in Seattle. And Seattle went ahead and just gave Ziggy Ansah $5.5 million because they didn't want to deal with Frank Clark. They knew what it was. They didn't want to give him $100 million. That's a big statement when you know the guy. I mean, the Seahawks had a scout that basically was walking around with Frank Clark. They were concerned about him off the field. And you reward him with $100 million, you are who you want to be.
Brilliantly said. Mike, I got to move you over. People may not know this. Mike applies the same level of intelligence to basketball that he does to football. And Mike is a huge Sixer guy. Mike, who's frustrating you most on this team right now?
You know, I think this. I think the whole what really drives me crazy, you know, I'm a diehard. I love the Sixers. But what I think drives me most crazy about the team is there's not a lot of mental toughness. there's not a lot of mental toughness. And to me, I like teams that have mental toughness. I mean, you can go back to the Larry Brown team. That team was, you know, it struggled to score if Iverson didn't score, you know, but they were mentally tough. They could dig it in. I just don't see it. I mean, when you go up into Boston and you go up to Toronto and you have a chance to after you got embarrassed at home in the fourth quarter the way you played, and then you come out and lay a zero egg, like that, to me, where's your mental toughness? And mental toughness is doing what's good for your team when it may not be good for you. And this team really has not had mental toughness. And I think when you see the players, what bothers me is that it's the underachieving of the players. It's not how great they are. I mean, Mark Jackson's talking about how great Embiid is, the greatest player in the history. He's comparing him to Wilt Chamberlain. Meanwhile, he can't play in two of the four games. I mean, durability matters.
Hey, Mike,
durability matters to greatness.
I'm curious, as a management type, when you have a player, and especially a star player, one of your best players, comes in and they're sick, how do you handle that behind the scenes?
Well, when a guy's sick, you got to figure out why is he sick. Like, you know, one thing you do, you spend most of your time educating the players on how not to get sick. Make sure you clean your hands, drink plenty of fluids. You know, hamstrings are your biggest concern, right?
Right.
So you're always trying to do that. And then once a guy gets sick, because you got 24-hour round-the-clock medical care, I mean, you can get guys better fairly quickly.
Yeah.
I mean, so you're sick on Sunday and you're still sick on Tuesday with great medical care, with an upper respiratory. Like, I'm not saying he's not, but I don't understand how he isn't getting any better. I think, look, Burke said it last year. He's not in great shape. Everybody said it this year. Like, at some point, I think he has to make a decision that if he wants to be the greatest player of all time, he's got to make a decision to change his body, to work harder at becoming an elite conditioned athlete. And if until he does that, all these problems are going to keep creeping up.
Have you ever had to talk to a player about body language?
No, not great players. I mean, I watched Tom Brady on a Thursday practice before the opening game of the year, hurt his calf. We went on the injury report on Friday. I'm going to make sure Roger Goodell doesn't get, you know, because God knows there'll be an investigation tomorrow about that. But hurt his calf and then played and that calf injury probably would have kept 9 out of 10 players out for 6 weeks. He played the next week. He played the next week after that. He played the week after that. Now, that was the year that we had the bad month of September. We went 2-2, got killed in Kansas City, and then we came back. But that injury, it didn't bother him. He never showed anybody he had any problem. His body language was unbelievable. But as Barkley said on TV the other night, this guy, I mean, my 23-month-old grandson has better body language when he doesn't feel good.
All right, give us your read on Ben Simmons, Mike.
Look, I think, you know, the one thing about seven-game series, the one thing about, you know, when you listen to these commentators talk about the draft or you hear them talk about evaluating players, really what only matters is the level of comp. If you go on TV and say, I've watched 75 tapes on this one player, you're wasting your time on 74 of the tapes because most of the time he's playing against guys that they're not going to be in the NFL. Well, it's the same thing in basketball. You know, a game against Orlando in February is not the same as a game against Toronto in May. And so you can only way you can truly evaluate your team is how they play against the level of competition. And Simmons in the last 2 years against the level of competition as he got into the playoffs has been a no-show. Now, you know, I know Skip and all the process people get absolutely berserk when you say it, but the reality of it is that's the truth. That's the facts.
Wow.
And everybody defends it.
Mike, one more, because ultimately in your position in the NFL, you had to make decisions about coaches. We've already heard the owner say he wants his team going far. He made two big acquisitions before the deadline. If they don't make it past this round, what do you think that Josh Harris would do, and what would you do about Brett Brown?
Well, I think this. I think I'm not sure Brett's got a hand that was dealt to him that's fair, because I think organizationally, you know, they tolerate things organizationally that whoever comes in is going to have a hard challenge. You know, you're going to have to get to the root of the problem. The root of the problem is the conditioning, the level of where these two star players are. I mean, the only team in the playoffs that's worried about their star players showing up are Philadelphia. Everybody else's star players show up.
Yep.
Everybody else is worried about their other guys. So for me, I think this has to be a really serious conversation about what's the direction and how are we going to turn these guys around. Because this is a saying, you're either coaching it or allowing it to happen. And if they're allowing it to happen, it isn't just Brett Brown that's allowing it to happen. And so you've got to dig deeper than just firing the coach. We can fire the coach. But the problems still stay here if we don't fix them. I think that's the conversation Josh Harris, Elton Brand, those guys have to have.
Well, Mike, as usual, brilliant commentary on a variety of topics. I want you to know you got our support on the Tyreek Hill countdown. We're going to keep counting with you. All right, every
Thanks.
Day. Let's put
every
the pressure
day. We're like
on.
Jessica Chastain. I put it up today. It's like yep. I put the quote up, you don't understand Pakistan? Well, they don't understand domestic violence in the league office, clearly.
Brilliant message. Mike, thank you very much. Mike Lombardi.
Thanks, Angelo.
Some great points. And now I can't get over that. I cannot get over how this thing is slipping by, how not enough people are saying anything about Andy Reid, John Dorsey, the Chiefs, or the NFL as this story festers for 2 weeks, Al. What do they think's going to happen?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.